Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad on the GQ Palace Radio with your host, myself, Angie. I have my divas, T and Rachel, alongside with me. And
What's up?
Rachel will be coming on in a few minutes. She just had priors going on, but she'll be here in a few to join us tonight. And we want to give a shout-out to our CEO, Big Rich Money, in the building, and Miss Lavina Blight. Welcome again to Love Fantasy with GQ Palace. Now, on tonight, normally, you know, we have this special little extra topic going on about, you know, love and relationships and stuff like that, but we've taken the time out tonight to have a special tribute show to Trayvon, to the late Trayvon Martin, and our thoughts and views and opinions on the trial and the verdict that was delivered for George Zimmerman. So with that said, again, when we speak, we're going to speak with civil tongues. We're not going to get indignant or out of character. We do have callers and listeners of all ages on the show, so we try to keep it, you know, with no profanity, with no arguing or bickering back and forth again, because these are strictly everybody's opinions that are being stated. So with that said, we're going to get the show started again, and this is, you know, I'd like to send a prayer out to the Martin family. My hearts and prayers and thoughts go out to them on tonight, because it's a hard situation. It was a hard pill to swallow, that not guilty verdict. And Eva T. Okay, go ahead.
Rachel will be calling in a little bit later.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she had things going on, so she'll be calling in a little while.
Okay. I just like to say to everyone, you know, good evening. And, you know, like you said, this show tonight is touching me already.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And It's sad. It's sad, you know. And it was turned racial. It was a racial.
Oh, sure. If it wasn't racial, in the beginning,
like
it ended up that way.
Like you were saying just now, whoever calls in and have anything to say, like you say, there's no cursing. There's no using no slang of people of different names. You know, because like you said, we're going to have a little bit of any and everybody on air maybe tonight.
Absolutely. We have a string of listeners, and mainly the younger people, because as, you know, adults, we have to really set examples for them. And we really want them to understand what actually is what's really going on right now. And with people yelling at each other and stuff like that, no points getting across, number one. So they're not really going to understand. All they're going to hear is the arguing and bickering. So, you know, we just want to keep it respectful with, you know, still stating how you feel. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, keep it a civil tongue. So
we definitely have a zero tolerance for that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we want people to, you know, enjoy our radio, our show and everything. And our CEOs and his cohort, they put a lot into this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So we just owe them that much respect to, you know, to keep things in line, you know, where this, it has to be order. So, but back to the topic tonight, again, like I said, this is a special topic, and it's been bothering me so much, even, you know, watching the trial, how they took, it went from George Zimmerman being on trial to Trayvon Martin being on trial. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, they tried
him for his own death. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I really didn't watch the trial.
I did.
I watched the deliberation and, you know, the verdict and all.
Okay.
But, you know, I would glance and see everything that everybody was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I did watch it a couple of times.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, I was getting so upset. That's why I had to stop watching it.
Like that
night that, you know, that they Saturday when they said about him not being guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I went ballistic. I lost it.
Yep. I understand.
I mean, you know, I really lost it. I was just like in a state of mind that I didn't care about nothing, nobody. I actually was gonna go out there and just get stupid. I'm gonna be honest, stupidly drunk.
Okay.
But you know, I'm not messing with that no more. So
I'm glad you did. I
about it and I prayed about it.
Right, exactly.
And I just sit here at the house, you know, and I don't know. I've been thinking about the thing, like you said, for a while.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, the dead man can't talk.
Absolutely. He can't tell his side of the story. He does.
My thing
nobody
is,
knows.
When
you know.
They told you to back up off this man, why didn't you?
Yeah.
He pursued it.
He wanted
and
to play
now, you know, now
hero.
You find it out so many other things about this dude.
Right.
Zimmerman is a mess.
Yes.
Molestation charges.
Yes.
About him, the racial slurs from his face.
His MySpace page.
Yes,
MySpace, where he was talking about he driving around there hitting a bunch of Mexicans trying to go into the store and all kinds of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And even before all of that, I just think that the prosecution failed Trayvon's family. They failed him and they failed his family because there were so many things that could have been brought to the table that they didn't. You know what I'm saying? And this is what really made it so angry, put so much anger in me, because there were so many other avenues that y'all could have took and you didn't. You failed to do so. You understand what
exactly,
I'm saying? And then that puts in my head, like, God, maybe all of y'all are working together on this because y'all already have it in your head down in the area in which you live. You're faced with these kind of kids all the time. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
had to pay for all the other kids that y'all claim is going on down there, and it's a travesty. It's beyond tragedy. It's travesty. And then when they put his best friend on the stand, then they try to ridicule her for her education. You forgot all about the story that she was actually even telling. They understood very well what that girl was saying.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? They understood very well what she was saying. They didn't want to.
Rachel, are you there?
Hello?
Okay, because Rachel, I was thought she was on.
Oh, okay.
But that was Rachel too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and what's his name? Oh my gosh.
I don't know if you watched the interview with Andrew Cooper when he had the jury B-37, which I say is bitch 37, was on there, and when she was saying how she felt sorry for Rachel Gentel and she thinks it's because of the environment she lives and how they live and the environment they're in. Andrew Cooper was supposed to eat her up on that. What environment is that you're speaking of?
Exactly.
Make her explain to you what environment that now you're profiling the witness. You're profiling her the same way that the prosecution Zimmerman profiled Trayvon Martin.
Exactly.
You know,
I was looking at an interview too with B 37 the B 34.
She's 37. B 37.
The one that was saying that all of this other stuff now. Oh, you should have said that on the stand, and it would have been a hung jury.
Yeah,
you know they
would have
had to still do some debating.
Listen, when those jurors went in, when they were picked for the jury, they had it in their mind that he was guilty.
Lady.
They gave us the trial to pacify us.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hi, Rachel. How you doing?
Hi.
What's up, Diva?
Ow. I am ready. I have been preparing for this since we had our conference call about what we are doing tonight. I took notes. I've been watching this case. I've been saying my prayers, praying that I don't come out of my character talking
about
this.
Exactly.
Serious.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I've been doing too, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I've been doing too, because again, we got to control ourselves. You understand what I'm saying? We can't really control what nobody else does. So that's where it starts with us. You know what I mean? So like you said, we got to pray for that, you know, that my character stays in check. Because you know,
because it'll make you lose all self-respect.
All self-respect.
For a lot of people, you know, but I had to correct a couple of friends of mine, like, you know, saying that, you know, it was just the white people, this, white. No, you had just many white people hurt as
That's
you did
right.
black.
That's true. Right. That's right. That
and
was
I mean, that
point.
One lady that held up the sign, that was my son.
Mm.
I mean, I get chills every time I even think and talk about this situation.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm not going to be happy until justice is done.
Yeah. And you know what? And that should say a lot for the prosecution, the judge, the jurors, and the defense team, how an entire nation came together on this one and saw the fault. That the prosecution you know, that those jurors, you know, presented, the false. Yeah. Because they know as well as what their name was that Zimmerman was as guilty as sin. You understand what I'm saying? And they skipped over the fact that he got out of his car when he shouldn't have. He got, after even getting instruction not to, you continue to do so. You gave up your right to stand your ground.
Exactly.
When you got your tail out that car, you gave up your right to stand your ground. You gave that right up.
I mean, and because you was getting your butt whooped. But, I mean,
the
doctor said he wasn't hurt that bad. And he
was looking
down.
Ladies, we have two callers on already. We have Dave and the mayor.
All right. Welcome to Love Fantasy tonight.
Peace, ladies. What's going on?
Hello. Good evening.
Welcome. If I may, I just want to salute the ladies on, you know, really, really, really wanting to expand on this topic in a peaceful and insightful and intelligent way. You know what I'm saying? Because it touched a nerve in a lot of people. And I was listening. You know what I mean? I've been on for, you know, since the jump off, and I've been listening. And I feel like, you know, according to me and you, he shouldn't have got out the car, or he should have got back in the car, or he should have listened to the dispatcher or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the state of Florida, you know what I mean? All that trick baggedness, it ain't where you from, it's where you at.
It's where you at.
So, we know that George Zimmerman got away with murder. We know B-37 tried to play everybody out after the fact. That's why she got shut down. Okay, for her purported book deal.
Okay, exactly.
And understand it. Shout out to Maureen again at Twitter. You know what I mean? That's my people right there. Shut it down from the door. So it shows when you do stick together and you do believe in something that tough and that thoroughly and willing to go to the ends to get it, it's going to happen for you.
She got on
CNN talking about her book deal, and then she had to shut it down, talking about she decided against it. Nah.
So the
repercussions of this, you know what I mean? It's just beginning. And
here's my
little personal thing on it, you know what I mean? Because I tend to get long-winded on topics like this. My thing was like this. Okay, the verdict came down, right? Okay, so we got to accept it, right? That's what they tell us to do, to accept it. Listen, from a black man, okay, hold me down. From a black man, hold me down right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A black man. I'm walking down the street minding my business. The white lady want to grab her pocketbook and cross the street. When she see me coming, boom.
Wow.
Hold your corner. I'm walking down the street minding my business. The white lady or the white man, however you want to slice it, he locking his car doors.
Exactly.
Boom.
Yes.
Feel me on this one now.
Yes.
As a white person, and I don't really understand or really, it don't really concern me how you take it, eat that. Okay? If a white person can shoot a kid, regardless of the circumstance, how you try to flip it and who he was a thug and da 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 da, and George Zimmerman was neighborhood patrol, I ain't trying to hear that.
I'm not going to lose my religion
because I respect the ladies. I'm not going to lose my religion because I respect the ladies. I'm going to be very tempered in what I'm saying. I rep GQ Powers the fullest, and I ain't going to play nobody out. But this situation right here is emotional first. They don't want you to show control. They want you to be mad. They want you to tear yourself down. And I'm going back to my point. The white people locking their car doors. The white women want to grab their purses. When I see the white people coming, now I'm crossing the street. I don't trust you.
I never did.
But now this right here is just proof positive to put the icing on the cake, bow on the present, however you want to slice it.
Mm-hmm.
That now I gotta duck when I gotta lock my car door when I see you coming.
Right.
Because when you gonna shoot me? If I say something,
and
like you said, Angie, they got one half of the story. It's three sides to every story. It's his side, their side, and the truth.
The truth. Hmm.
Okay, so they only heard his side. So what two sides is missing?
Yep.
So what are we doing? So this whole trial is a farce. Man, white people got their chest stuck out. Some of them trying to be extra nice.
Right.
I'm not with that. So all I'm saying to us as a people, we need to kind of like really, really see. Really see it for what it is. Okay?
Right.
You only being nice to me because you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't a civil rights thing and this and that, you'd be trying to string me up through a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you eyeballing me? You know what I'm saying? So we got to fight for our civil rights. So whatever rights we pretend that we have, we got to use them to the fullest. And when we use them to the fullest, we become a threat.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
And then when we become a threat, what happens?
That's right. When you present yourself to have any kind of knowledge or any kind of sense or any kind of common exercise of common sense that you were born with, you're definitely a threat.
Definitely.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to get out of character for you. You're not even worth the sweat. You understand what I'm saying? Exactly. And then that's where we really have to start sticking together as a people,
You
understand
what
I'm saying?
I wish that would happen for real.
We have to stick together as a people where we got to stop fighting each other over material things.
We stuck together when OJ was on trial. We stuck together during this situation. You know what I'm saying? So why do we got to take something bad for us to say, okay, we got to rep this and we got to stick together. We got that.
Exactly. Yes.
Come on, yo. We better than that.
Exactly. Again, thanks, Mayor, for that input.
I'm hanging out, man. I just want to get that off my chest. You know what I mean?
That's
word is born. Salute to the ladies. Y'all doing y'all thing, and I'm here, man.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thanks, Mayor. Yep. So, again, like he was saying, this stuff has been going on for so long, and how I refer to this situation is that this Trayvon was the actual lawnmower that mowed that grass down so all the snakes could be exposed. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I see that analogy.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. And it's a bad situation. It's an unfortunate situation that he had to lose his life for absolutely no reason.
No reason at all. That's right. For
this to be exposed. But again, I believe in the Lord so much, and I trust in him so much, that it's justice will be prevailed. But again, we still have to put in that work. Faith without works is dead. So we still have to put that work in.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, like the mayor was saying, it's very emotional. You know, I'm sitting here now just like, are you serious? You know, it's still unbelievable, but I have to believe it because it's true.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a hurting thing. And I can't even imagine how, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Martin feel.
Yes, I couldn't imagine.
And if I'm not mistaken,
either.
That was their only child, right?
No, well,
he had a brother
with his mother. Let me ask you a question.
Do you think it would have made a difference? I'm just putting it in the air because you know I'm feeling myself right now. I'm putting something in the air. Do you think it would have made a difference if they would have had a black prosecutor?
I'm almost positive it would have
made any type of difference if they would have had a black prosecutor?
I don't know.
Because people were saying, what if the situation was reversed? Just if you had a black prosecutor that, you know, and they trying to analyze and break down every little situation. Why did the defense team have the black intern? You know what I mean? And why was the jury, you know, all women? So they was trying to break it down every little, you know, of the trial. You know what I mean? So I'm just throwing something in the air. Like, what if the prosecution leader was black?
I think it would have made a little bit of difference.
You think he would have made a passionate enough case to feel like, you know, because the defense, you know, they really, all they had to do was prove doubt. That's all they had to do.
That's all they had to do. Their job was, you know, they did their job. They didn't have to prove that he didn't do it.
They just had to prove that there was doubt.
And if they put the doubt
in them white women's head that don't have no connotation to what Trayvon or Miss Sabrina Martin, shout out to the parents of Trayvon, you know what I mean, don't have no connotation to what they're going through.
But let me tell you why it would have made a difference. Simply because, and see, white people have to understand when black people are angered. A lot of people now, their families have directly experienced being a part of the segregation and with the lynchings and all of that. Let me tell you something. My great-grandma herself was dragged pants down off a toilet. You understand what I'm saying? Because they felt like they didn't belong in the area that they were in. This is my great-grandma.
I heard that story
directly from her mouth.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, this is why it makes people so angry. And they talk about get over it. Hell, that's a scar that will never heal.
How you going to get over it with Susan Smith was accused of some black guy stealing her kids, and every black guy from South Carolina up to Boston... When the dude in Boston was killed his pregnant wife and had all the cats up against the wall, What are you talking about? You know what I mean? So
right.
so we have to hold. We have to keep suppressing our anger. The pot
exactly.
is kettling. The pot
exactly.
is the pot is kettling, yo.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
It's
the steam is rolling
yes.
out
get
of the
over
side.
It. Come on, son. What kind of response is that?
You don't just get
yes.
over something like this. This is something
you,
that you no keep in your mind.
You
know,
keep that.
Yes, we have to work through it and get through it, but you don't get over it.
No,
that's a scar that never
about?
Heals. That's
never.
A scar that never heals. And let me tell you something. What really, and I got angry at this too, how I seen some of our people ridiculing Rachel Gentile and the way she spoke. You understand what I'm saying?
But she,
listen,
talk, she speaks three languages.
Listen, she
can you buy
that's
that?
What I'm saying.
She
y'all
speaks three languages.
She,
can you buy that? Shut them down early.
They missed it. They missed that part. Again,
well,
y'all looking at
say everything
the way
you need to know
hell
about
she
them.
Was talking as opposed to what she was talking about. You understand what I'm saying? They told her she spoke from her heart. You understand? She was so angry till she was ready to beat down the defense team right there on the witness stand and catch that contempt charge or whatever. You understand? Because she already knew what it was. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Regardless of how she spoke. Regardless of how she spoke the truth up there. And,
but again,
I was
ladies.
So angry at seeing people ridicule her, our own people.
That's right. Again, ladies, but look at
Tom
look
Joyner
at,
is
look
now
who,
offering
look at who
her scholarship
she was telling her story to. Look
Tom
at who she was telling
her
story to.
Her scholarship to any historical black college that she wants to go to.
That's what's
he
up.
He offered that to her. Full,
yep.
He got full tuition. He got that.
Wonderful.
Yo.
That's listen, and again, we have to again, stick together as a people. Stop bickering over a girl. Stop bickering over a pair of sneakers. Stop bickering over a Facebook page.
That
we got
to
we gotta knock
all
that nonsense
off
because they playing that against us.
Yep. That has a lot to do with it, too.
They playing
that
against us.
I'm glad you talked about that. That's what's up.
That's
yeah.
what they're doing. They're playing it against us. And again, it makes me angry. Not to say I don't love my people because I do. It just makes... Don't do that nonsense. Come on. Stop giving them something. You can't give
yep,
them something
that's
to talk
right.
about.
Yo, that's right. That's right.
Mm.
Applaud that. That's what it is. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
that. That's really right. It speaks to the nerve and the heart of what this situation is about. If they feel like, you know, they don't have no love for themselves, they're killing each other, we kill
yeah.
one of them, it don't
right.
matter. Go
we're
going to
capitalize
go through the
on
emotions.
That.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, give
and
me a not guilty verdict
that.
And let them get mad for 3 months or 4 months or whatever. Then it
yep.
dies down and they forget about it.
Then they're going to be killing each other again.
Thank you.
Then
yep.
they're going to be killing each other again. Again,
you know,
we got to knock that off. We got
to
really knock
yo.
That off. You understand? Mm. So we ain't totally off the hook here.
That's
you know,
right.
Let the
right.
truth be told. We're not
that's
totally
right.
off the hook.
That's
but
right.
Again, as for right now, we're focused on this Zimmerman
mm-hmm.
nonsense. You
right.
know what I'm saying? With him getting off. Like I said, they gave us a trial just to pacify us. The police
yep.
didn't even charge him. The state had to charge him.
It was a joke from the beginning.
The fix was
it was,
in
it
the
was
door,
already.
Right.
They already
the
had it in
their
head what
door.
They wanted to do.
Oh, yeah. Yep. But, you know, and another thing I was looking at, if that would have been a black man, he would have had shackles all around him.
Oh, sure.
And we would have got to this point if it was
here.
A black. It was
like,
a, the situation
know,
was reversed. We would have got to this point.
It wouldn't have got this far.
No.
We would have got to this point.
No.
He would have been
locked up. Right then and there.
Right.
You know,
right.
dude
right.
ain't have to worry about nothing. He
was
so, he was just,
door,
you know, he walking around like he ain't did nothing.
And they gave him
he
his gun back.
Been,
that's the
they
really,
gave him,
that's
they gave
like,
him his
they
license and he's getting
womb,
his
right.
gun back.
So he
he's
can, you know, you know.
Now, I don't know if y'all watched the interview with Bitch 37, excuse my friend, Speed 37. But the way she even spoke was like she had no idea what was going on, period. You understand what I'm saying as
well,
far as coming to conviction
that,
is being?
She said that the jurors got to hear, you know, they knew so much about Zimmerman, but they didn't even, they didn't know much about Tavon, just that he was killed and, you know,
and then
they didn't know.
Then they tried to make him out to be a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Then they brought up his criminal cases and all. And you know what the prosecution should have done? You're not going to bring that up if you're not going to put George Zimmerman on the stand. It's, we're going to have to, it's going to be a tit for tat here because they have to give all evidence before they even go to court. So why wouldn't the prosecution say, no, you can't, I'm not going to, that's not going to be allowed if you're not going to be allowed to put this man on the stand?
But let me say this, Angie, though. It's like
the prosecution
kind of like where they kind of, you know, they was kind of weak. I'll use that terminology.
Yeah. Okay.
They put all that interviews that he did, the little police interview, the thing
video.
When he was standing in the yard where it happened. So he really didn't have to get on the stand because he was already telling what happened. He told his side.
Okay.
So if the prosecution wouldn't have kind of like leaned back on that and waited, you know what I mean, for him to get on the stand, and then he could perjure himself, because then they could introduce that stuff in the evidence. They didn't have to lead off with that. That's what he didn't have to testify. Because he said everything.
Did you all see when the judge asked Zimmerman, was he going to get on the stand? And that his lawyer shut down. I think Zimmerman kind of wanted to get on the stand.
If it would have been me and you, we would have got on the stand. We didn't do nothing. I'm going to tell you what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they probably was afraid of. He was going to trip himself up.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to get up there and say
something. Regardless of the fact that he was lying about looking for the address and all of that stuff right there, regardless of that fact right there, you know what I'm saying? Irregardless of the fact they tried to minimize that, the most basic thing of this whole situation is the dispatcher told him, we don't need you to do that.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, okay. So that should have been it right then and there.
I'm going to pause you for. Is Dave still on the line? Because Is Dave still there?
Yeah,
I know he was on the line as well.
Yeah, I'm just actually in the cut. Let me just address an issue that was brought up here just now. As far as Trayvon Martin's background, the only time you can introduce someone's past history is if they actually committed a crime. Trayvon Martin did not commit a crime.
That's what I'm saying.
So therefore, his past record, whatever it was, should never have been introduced, should never actually even have been brought up.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been struck down from the go.
Right.
That should have been objected. The whole way should have been objected.
Yeah,
absolutely. It shouldn't even have been an issue.
Wow.
Because he did not commit a crime.
It's like
you're driving down the road and you run a red light and you go to court. The judge is going to bring up your past driving record because you ran a light.
Right.
You see? But he didn't run a light. He didn't commit a crime. So I don't care if he had 10 bodies. It should never have been brought up.
I agree.
He was walking down the street, minding his business.
Right.
And
on his way home.
You understand? He was harassed. So basically, Zimmerman should have been the one on trial and not Trayvon.
Yeah.
But you know,
there's a
funny thing here that's also I think we kind of missing the point here. And what it is that Zimmerman's father is a high-powered federal
judge. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
That in itself counts more than anything that he has done. The other thing is, Zimmerman always considered himself not Spanish, but of the Caucasian descent.
That's right.
So he had to kind of prove himself to his peers that this
That's
is
right.
who he was.
That's right.
So in a sense, this was his somewhat inception into that sect of people. This is why they gave him his gun back as a token.
I'm not following you, my dude.
Okay.
He had to prove himself as a white man and not a minority Spanish man. That's what he's saying. And that was his way of doing it.
By killing a
17-year-old
kid?
Killing a minority. Killing a black boy.
And this is why they gave him his gun back, because now it's a token of their appreciation to him to be part of the so-called good old boy, you see?
Wow.
And this is, so this is what's going on here. But as far as whether there was a black prosecutor, Spanish prosecutor, I don't care who was prosecuting the case, it would still have gone the way it went. Because this was already decided before it even came on TV, before the jurors were ever chosen. This was already decided long time ago before this even came to fruition.
Yeah.
And it was going to go the way it was going to go.
But,
hold on 1 second. Brian, are you there? Brian, are you there?
Oh, no.
Hey,
Brian. Welcome, Brian.
Yeah, I just caught the last part of that little, my man made that statement about when they decided this case a long time ago. And he got a point, because it took 29 days for the state of Florida to even look at
mm-hmm.
this case.
Mm-hmm.
29 days.
They even pick it up. Yep.
So them in that month, basically, it was trying to figure out how they was going to, you know, maneuver their way through this.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And see,
I'm going to point out something.
Guilty.
Yeah, and I want to point out something, too, because, a lot of the news stuff that I have been reading in the comments that fall behind it, you know, and even some of my white counterparts seem to jump on this bandwagon that he's not white or it's not the white man's fault. But people seem to forget George Zimmerman was white from day one.
Uh-huh.
When they put him on the news, they describe his white father, how he was a former judge for the state of Florida, all that good white stuff. He became Hispanic when it took 29 days.
Exactly.
Yes, he switched over, yeah. My biggest question was, okay, they're saying George Zimmerman had to stand his ground, but what about Trayvon Martin standing his? You understand what I'm saying? He was the one walking home. He was the one being followed. He had a right to defend himself as well.
Exactly.
A strange man coming up behind me. You didn't identify yourself as to who you were. It's raining. You're following me. Why wasn't it okay for him to stand his ground? George Zimmerman entered into his area at that point.
And we teach our kids not to even speak to strangers.
They're not even talking to strangers. I teach mine to yell. Y'all start yelling and run.
And then it's just amazing me because, see, they take that stand your ground law at way out of proportion.
Yes.
That law means if somebody's attacking you, you, in your place, in your safety zone, not you go out and go find the fight and then get your ass whooped.
Right. Salute that. That's right.
You went looking for that,
that's
actually.
Right.
You went looking for it.
It's the same thing with self-defense. Self-defense laws is just about the same way.
Right.
You took it upon yourself to ignore the police officer's order to go pursue this kid because you thought he was suspicious.
And you wasn't going to let him get away because they always get away.
Yep.
Exactly.
As these punks, these young punks, or effing coons, or however he put it, always get away.
That's one thing I heard, too, that he said these coons.
He's cool.
They said it on
Nancy Grace.
Yes, he did. Sure did. I was going to bring that up. Cool. Why was that not brought up anymore after that?
So, and like they're going to ask the question, when he said to Rachel Gentile, this crazy-ass cracker was following me, so they asked her what cracker meant. I gave her that one in the interview because her definition of cracker is totally different than the cracker that we use. You understand what I'm saying? Our crackers come from a master with the crack of the whip. The sound of the whip is a crack. When they crack it, that's where cracker came from. You understand?
Exactly.
But their cracker is a wannabe cop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a wannabe cop. And that's exactly what George Zimmerman is. So they already had it in their head that it was a racial issue in the beginning. You understand what I'm saying? For them to even raise that question, they already knew.
They knew that. This is why they had pretty much a five white women jury. They knew this was racially charged, and they had the nerve to say that their peers had decided this. But what was the Martin family's peers?
Right.
They ain't had no familiar face in that jury box.
Right.
Nobody. That friend Kathy got on my nerves every single day.
He's a dude that's just really just taking advantage of his 15 minutes of fame. Let me break him down because he's in the right situation where he's at right there, that little box that comes on TV every night. And I'm not, you know what I mean, passing no blame off on these networks of throwing him on TV every night either. So they culpable too. So check this out. The man, he began as George Zimmerman's best friend, his ace boon coon. All right? So when the other dude came on there that was on trial testifying, he was George Zimmerman's friend. Now he became, he went from being a close friend, I mean from the best friend, now he's a close friend. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So all he's doing is just milking it for what it is. He talks a lot of junk. He raises his voice. He gets on TV every night. He's milking his 15 minutes of fame. He don't bring nothing pertinent to the table. Okay? And all the snide remarks he be saying, because he's saying it in the safety of a TV camera.
Yeah,
in that
exactly.
little box in your living room.
Yep,
okay?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I don't give him no shine or nothing. He's safe right where he is. Soon as, like my man said, as soon as this thing dies down, you're
he's
done. It's a wrap for you.
Yeah. Yeah,
then
yep.
you're looking for your book deal.
Now you're looking to write a book, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure he got it. But he's going to see his day, too.
But yeah, like my man was saying, I feel like he's definitely right on that. And I think that what do we do? What happens now?
Yes. Where do we go from here?
You know what I'm saying?
From this point on, where do we go from here?
Listen,
you understand
what
I'm saying?
I can tell you.
Celebrities. We have celebrity Stevie Wonder said he was not performing in Florida anymore until they changed that Stand Your Ground law.
And
right.
OJ's.
So right.
The OJ's
no,
also.
Right,
Eddie
LeVert too, right, no doubt. Yeah, and listen, and the thing about you brought up about celebrities, like my thing is, you know, on a sports note, a lot of sports cats reacted naturally. They reacted
mm-hmm.
how they would react from the heart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're kind of like pulling back their statements. Because the NFL is like, nah, you can't say that.
They threatened
you know
him.
And
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
what's the matter,
I
what's
saw
the matter
that.
With the NFL? And
yep.
Magic Johnson, I bet you Magic Johnson's not going to take back what he said. He said that the George Zimmerman verdict made him sick to his stomach. Ain't nobody going to sweat him. So why can't you respond from the heart? Why you got to temper
yeah.
and puppet what you say?
Yeah, why you got
to
pacify somebody else?
They
pacify somebody else.
In their company. That's what they do. They selling out. See, they can't be who they are because they got an image to uphold for the people they work for.
Yep. Yep. They're scared they're going to give up that cash.
Exactly.
If that's all it's about, where are your principles? Where are the Ali's at?
Yeah,
who stood for something?
Where's the moral life?
Where the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's? Okay, that stood for something. That was like, if you're not going to include us or treat us a little bit more fairly than what you're doing, we can't rock. Because we realize that we know that we butter your bread.
Yep.
Right.
We know that.
I feed you.
Apologizing because he signed his big contract with the Giants and he spoke from his heart. Now all of a sudden he got a soft shoe. He got a fat toe.
Yeah.
Yep,
but you know, that's just like the woman. They gave her 20 years for protecting herself.
Oh, yeah.
The black woman.
Yep, she was being abused. She was being abused. She fired a warning shot in the air. She didn't point the gun. And she was a legal gun carrier.
And she had no priors. She had no priors,
then,
no record.
You know why? Because she didn't want to... She didn't want to cop out to a plea, and she wanted to take it to trial. So just because she took it to trial, Mr. White Man got mad and gave her 20 years.
Yep.
Unjust.
Yep.
I
can't believe that. I mean, that's just, man. Like I said, again, like I stated before, Trayvon was that lawnmower that cut that grass down. Well, I'm gonna go back a little bit because Obama was a rock that fell into the pit. You understand what I'm saying? You drop a gigantic rock on a pit of snakes, guess what? You're going to start seeing them fly out, crawl out everywhere. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's when they start displaying themselves on CBS, Fox News, Channel 26, whatever channels they on. And they tried to ridicule that man for everything. They started with smoking. They started with his then they went to the education. That didn't work. Then they went to where he was born. That didn't work. They tried every avenue in the book.
Yeah.
In the book to bring this man down.
And that
just goes to show you that where their heart was. You didn't like this man, not because of the things he did, it's because of what his race is.
Exactly. And they sure didn't mention anything that Zimmerman did. They didn't mention the assault on police. They didn't mention domestic violence. They didn't mention none of his prior.
None of that stuff. Would you molesting your 6-year-old, your cousin?
Yeah. All had violent intent. that they did not bring up in this trial. And it's funny that you mentioned it's the same prosecutor team that sentenced this woman to 20 years.
Wow.
Man.
Wow. Like I said, also look at Michael Vick. He was fighting dogs.
And he wasn't even fighting dogs. They was just fighting him on his property.
Somebody
he wasn't even know where
everybody
was going on. He still
he
got
was, he was giving them the money.
And millions of dollars
somebody
he had to pay
him.
To them.
Exactly.
So he was once removed from the situation.
Yeah.
Right. He did some time for some dogs. And you mean to tell me that gentleman can't do any time for shooting a harmless
human being? They locking celebrities
blood.
Up for not paying taxes. You get time in jail for not paying money.
He
but
meant
you
to
let
kill
a murderer go free.
He meant to kill him. Why you couldn't just shoot him in his leg?
Why couldn't you say you were neighborhood watch?
Why couldn't he identify himself? Why couldn't he identify himself? And even if Trayvon, to say for the sake of just, you know, try to clear things up, what if Trayvon did jump out of the bushes on him? Why wouldn't he say to him, oh, I'm neighborhood watch, I'm just seeing where you were going? You understand what I'm saying?
Ooh,
none of that was even discussed.
We have another caller, y'all. Silver Fox is on the line. Silver Fox, are you there?
Peace, what's good, people?
Peace, Silver, welcome.
Hey, what up? You know, usually I'll be on here joking and telling some little jokey jokes, but, you know,
this ain't
nothing funny. And you know what? To me, I just want to voice an opinion, though. Like, I've been on this planet for a minute, and this ain't no surprise, because it's been going on for generation to generation.
That's right.
And people being linked to back
down
in the days with the burning of a church in Alabama with
yes,
a children died to the person that got shot up and right in their bed, him and his wife, right up in Harlem, you know what I'm saying? I'm mad that I can't bring the name out right now, but it'll come to me. But it's like, you know what I mean? This has been going on generation after generation. Even Rodney King, he didn't really get no justice. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's going to happen all out here. We lost our leaders. We don't have any leaders anymore. There's no one standing up that we can follow, that we think is strong enough, that we can follow and fight for our rights, you know, fight and just be protesting. You know, back in the day, something like this would happen, people would be throwing stuff and destroying cars and, you know, just to show their anger. But people are not angry anymore. They're angry in another way, man. They're just angry and calmly accepting it and taking it as it is. So right now, we're going to talk about it. And then a week later, come the winter or whatever, there'll be another thing to talk about, and it'll be forgotten. And it's like
that's a shame. That's the worst part.
That's the sad part about it. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the sad part about it, because they're gonna figure, oh, it'll die out. You understand what I'm saying? And like I said, they put that trial just to pacify us, just to act like they wanted that, like they were gonna do some kind of justice. You know, you weren't gonna convict that man ever. Otherwise, the police themselves would have charged him before the state even got it. The police themselves would have charged him.
I feel you on that. And it's like, you know, I just wanted to give a call in and say what's up.
Can I say something right quick?
Sure.
You know what I mean? I'm a man of a certain age. I respect Silver Fox. I respect the panel, no doubt. But it's like, I keep thinking a line from this movie, The Mac.
Yeah.
When the brothers was, when he was talking to his brother, And he was watching him give the speech to the brothers and sisters in regards to revolution and stand, you know, and doing your thing.
Yeah.
He said, "We can live within, but without white America, they don't want us to do that. And when we do that, that's going to become the problem." We live within, but without. We're fighting against ourselves. We kill each other in Chicago and at record numbers, like it's nothing. But once we get it together and the light goes off, I'm like, you know what? We do need to stick together. Live within, but without them, then watch how everything flip. But when are we going to get to that day? When is that day going to come?
That day doesn't come.
It won't come
because
having the barrel mentality is still in effect.
The mentality is done. It's like, look at our kids. Look at our next generation. Matter of fact, look at the ones that we made already that's in their 30s, you know what I'm saying? It's like, look at the life that people are living right now. And they're running it down to their children. So it's like, they're not thinking about the 60s. They're not thinking about when we're fighting for our civil rights right now, because they got it. They had it from the time he was born. So it's like, you know.
But at the expense of stop and frisk.
Yeah, stop and frisk.
You know what I'm saying? They got whatever they got. And like you said, my dude, and I respect you to the fullest, they got it. But at the expense of what, my G? Walking down the street, being a, you know what I mean? And getting beat up by some cop, like the little kid in Brooklyn that got killed by the cops. We ain't forget about it. Just, we ain't talking about it. We ain't forgot about it. But when do we, you know what I mean? We got to cut that out, man.
I know.
Hey, brother.
It's like, just to make a stand. It's like, when can we make a stand? How can we do this?
Yeah.
But see, it goes back to, like, back when the parents, when they had the PTA and the parents kicked the teachers out and formed the PA so that they could better educate the kids.
Right.
It's like, these are things, you know, we got to educate. People got to educate. We got to unify.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the thing is that there's no unification. There's no unification of us as a people, you know, in my opinion.
Yes, sir.
Hey, brother, let me just jump in here for a second here. You made a statement, and I just want to put some knowledge onto that real quick. You said that people don't get angry anymore, and I'll tell you why. Because in Washington and in these secret locations, they have people that just study us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They study what we eat. They study what we wear. They study how we study. They study us like insect. And the reason a lot of people are not getting upset and angry anymore is because they know what to put into the food, they know what to put into the water, they know how to pacify you through what you eat. Okay?
That's right.
It's the same thing with Hitler. When Hitler was going to go ahead and do what he did, guess what he used? He used the fluoride in the water to pacify the Jews. So this way, they wouldn't fight back when he did what he did.
Yeah.
So if people are not getting angry anymore, it's not because they don't want to get angry, because just they can't. It's like when you get locked up and they put that saltpeter in the water. And
I know what you're saying. When you're in prison and they calm you down by throwing some stuff in the food. Which
exactly.
Doesn't work.
You know what that comes from? From us being selfish.
Huh?
That comes from us being so selfish and possessive. You know why? Because of what we've been through so many years ago. It's like, you know what? I got to protect me. Me first. Me. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I got to protect me, but I'm going to look out for my brother, too. We are supposed to be our brother's keepers.
But that came from the times of slavery, from the times
of Jimmy
Hicks.
That's what I'm saying.
Systematically, he destroyed generation after generation so that our generations would be destroyed. So he taught other slave masters how to control their slaves, what you do to them. It's like, okay, what you do, you take a slave that's gonna, and you let all your slaves stand in front of them and chop their leg off. Now they won't rebel. The rest of them will see that it is an example.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So they systematically set examples for us where we know that there's consequences for our rebellion and for our actions, but we're not going to accept it and say, you know what, I'll take the consequences. This time, when Martin Luther King was in prison because of him standing up for rights, everybody and all of our leaders went to jail because they said, okay, we know the consequences would be this, but we're going to do this and fight for it anyway.
We're going to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. And see, that goes back to how you were saying how some of the sports, the NFL was threatening some of the players or whoever made statements that they had to recant their statements simply because now you're afraid of losing a few dollars simply because you stated how you're feeling. You understand what I'm saying? There's no right or wrong in that. They're just saying what they feel. If they feel some kind of remorse or if they feel some kind of hurt or sympathy for the family, what's wrong with them stating that?
Right.
That's not forcing your team to die.
We have Darren. We have Darren. Darren, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Peace.
Yes, welcome, Darren.
Hey.
Darren, you know.
If I may I chime in on this Trayvon case?
Sure.
First of all, I want to speak about the jurors. Can I heard the juror, what's that, B37 or whatever. First of all, based on what she's saying, she cannot relate to black people, and that's just the bottom line. So for her to say that it's not a race issue, that's a problem for me, because when they asked her, does she feel sorry for Zimmerman or Trayvon, she said both. How in the world can you feel sorry for a man who blatantly shot this man? And on top of that, during the trial, I watched the trial. There was one thing that I wish the prosecutor would have focused on, which they didn't. However, it was said. And that was when Zimmerman told the police, you know, about Trayvon, and they told him to leave him alone. Now, had they left him alone, we wouldn't even be having this discussion.
We wouldn't even be having this conversation right now.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
And I don't know if you guys know, there was another stand your ground incident that just happened in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys covered that, where the white dude came and, you know, accused his black neighbor, of breaking in his house. And the young man was like, "No, I didn't." And he said, "Yes, you did." And he shot the boy. The boy was running, and he shot him in the back and killed him.
Wow.
So now let's see what happens now. Because now I think what I'm thinking is this decision is now open season on brothers.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's
what I was saying earlier. Now I got to cross the street when I see them coming.
Yep.
Straight like that.
Yep. And it's sad.
It's unbelievable.
And being sad. The kids, I got to teach my kids how to walk around the neighborhood with unfamiliar faces.
Yeah.
I got teenagers.
You know
see what I'm saying?
I had no clue that my 12-year-old daughter has been watching the trial the whole time. So I'm sitting in my room the other night when they told us the verdict. My 12-year-old daughter comes knocking on my door. She says, "Mom, really? Really what? You're watching the trial?" She says, "Yes, Mom. I'm about to post on Facebook or Twitter or something. Mom, I'm really upset with this."
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes, yes.
That's where it should really, again, tell them something. An entire nation now, this is not just from your state or the town that you live in. This is coming from the entire nation where they see there was a glitch. You understand what I'm saying? This is not by accident, by chance, right, that it happened. Y'all had
First
this totally
all,
planned.
Yeah, yeah. You think about it. I mean, how far, it seems like every time I feel like we a step forward. We take not two, but we're taking four steps back. You think
no,
about,
we get knocked four steps back. We don't even taking them. They're knocking us back.
Think about Emmett Till. Think about Michael Griffin. You think about Eleanor Bumpus.
Right?
Yes.
Amadou Diallo.
That's right. Yusuf Hawkins.
That's
you
right.
Yusuf Hawkins. I mean, when does it end? Rodney King?
Right.
When does it end?
Rodney King. Salute.
Don Bell.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No doubt.
That's come on now.
You know, but see, we'll be
never
wrong. We'll be wrong if we say, you know, we walk up to somebody white and kill them. We're going to jail. Just like,
with no trial, no bail.
Yeah, exactly. The lady Alexander. I mean, she's being abused. And you send this lady to jail for 20 years? You gotta be kidding me.
We already know what type of state Florida is anyway, because they botched many presidential elections and
all kinds of other stuff.
So even before they even, and their higher ups is bad. You understand what I'm saying? And it's a trickle down theory. It's gonna start at the top and crap rolls downhill. We know how that works. Crap rolls downhill, and the bad thing is, they still got us. They still have us at the bottom of the totem pole. So guess who's going to end up with the crack? We are.
It's sad to say that the minorities have better rights than we do. I say the immigrants have better rights than we do.
And each his own, but gay people have a bigger right than we do now. You can say you don't like a gay man, and guess what? He's going to sue you, and he's going to win.
Exactly.
No question.
He's going to win.
I just want to say God to everybody, though, just to break in real quick. I gotta be out. I wanted to call in because this is like, man, I could listen to this all day. You know, got to do some things, you know what I mean? Civil Fox in the building, this thing is crazy.
Thank you, Sue. Thanks for calling.
Peace to you, Hey, no doubt. Hey,
stay up. You know what I'm saying? Stay up to stay strong. We got this.
No doubt. I will. One.
Okay. Peace.
One.
But yeah, it's a sad situation because it just rewinded us all the way back to 60 years where they were lynching people and getting away with it. And you know what I'm saying? Now they're just doing it legally. We have all the laws and everything in its place, and we still can't get past it. We still can't get around this.
And they won't. And the sad thing is, because I want to touch on the aftermath of the verdict. The sad thing is, you have these people out here are comparing this case to the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know
how
many people
say O.J., O.J., O.J.
Yeah, O.J. O.J. got away with it. And O.J., nobody's saying about O.J.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, simply because, number one, me as a mother of two young black men, you understand what I'm saying? I have a 23-year-old and I have an 11-year-old, you understand? And that could have been my son. I don't even really know how I would feel right now as a parent of the child. Of course, anger comes first with anybody in any situation. I'm going to be angry first. You understand what I'm saying? But as far as my character, how I would react to the situation, I don't even know what I would do. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta pray about our kids now.
Seriously. Yeah, we definitely have to pray for their covering. Because we see what kind of position they're in. They have no defense. They don't even have protection from the law. Well, the law, again, it was put in place. The law doesn't, all the law makes you do is do what you're not supposed to do 10 times more. That's all the Lord does.
We're only 3/5 of a person anyway, if you don't, you know, if you remember that. So we're only 6% human. So, you know, I guess they're really making sure that we are 60% and not 100%.
That's crazy.
But again, the question is, what do we do about it?
Right. Where do we go from here? Where do we fit in now?
Hey, listen, you know what? As much as I would hate to say it, I would definitely say I don't think the protesting and the marching, I don't think that's going to do it. I think that examples have to be set and examples have to be made. And the famous words of Malcolm X, by any means necessary.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Hey, listen, you got to send a message.
Somehow they're not getting it.
Some way. And listen, let's see how you prosecute me the same way you prosecuted this man based on, quote unquote, the Florida law. Okay. So I'm not understanding, you know, again, with this whole trial thing, I'm not understanding. So what we need to do is we need to collectively come together and raise hell, pretty much.
Yes.
We need to raise hell.
Well,
our kids fall by the wayside, like.
Yeah, even beyond that, though, again, we have to start forming our own like they form their own. You understand what I'm saying? And, I mean, there is the new Black Panthers and stuff like that. Now we have to build your own government within these organizations. You understand what I'm saying? Give our black men some refuge. You understand what I'm saying? Give them a place where they can go when there's a problem.
You know,
you understand what I'm saying? And it's crazy because not only that, too, they still have financial coverage from KKK members. They're the ones who actually paid for the entire Zimmerman trial here. All they're saying is that they're taking care of their own.
That's all they're saying.
This is what I'm saying about
that's
us.
All that's
this is
saying.
What we need to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's crazy. it's a sad situation, and we got to pray harder. We got to pray harder.
You know,
but again, we got to have that faith and put in that work.
That's what I was just getting ready to say, Angie. I had a friend that posted up the other day. She says, I'm confused. Can anyone please help me? I have a question for my Christian friends. Everyone is saying God is the final judge in the George Zimmerman case, and that justice will be served. When judgment day arrives, my dilemma is this. If God forgives all sins, won't he forgive George Zimmerman?
He'll forgive
and grant
that.
Him entrance?
Yeah,
if he asks for it.
George Zimmerman, I mean.
If he asks for it, he has to ask for it. He's not going to automatically
right.
be forgiven.
Right. You know, but her question just, you know, rung out. Like, you know, that's a good question, and it's a good topic, but, you know, like you said, he's got to ask to be forgiven as well.
He has to ask for that. He has to repent on that. But when you're a man that don't feel like you did anything wrong, where does that leave him?
Hey, he didn't do anything wrong. What he said on Sean Hannity, that it was in God's plan for this.
Yeah,
if
you heard that, right?
Yeah.
Well,
but
wow.
He didn't know that.
Now,
wow.
He said he was appointed to do that by God.
What
oh,
God?
Yeah, okay.
What
well, it ain't the God that I
serve. Allowed the death of a kid.
Zimmerman said
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just so many
let
things.
Let me just jump in
here
real quick.
What the hell?
Should have threw a red flag. And this man should have never walked free. No justice at all. None.
What you were saying, Dave?
When he said it was in God's plan, let's understand one thing here. The Mormons consider Adam to be God.
So
it all depends on which God he's talking about. Because he's obviously not talking about the same God that I serve, Father
right.
Abraham,
sure.
Isaac, and Jacob. You see
right.
what I'm saying? So there's different gods that these people call gods, but it's
right.
only one true God.
That's
and that's
true.
The one I serve. See? So let me talk about it in God's plan. No, that's in your God's plan.
Right.
Oh yeah, that was his God he's talking about. The fact that
exactly.
he even said that comment shows no guilt, no remorse.
That showed that again, that showed that you're not at the same level we are when it comes to God. That's what it shows.
That's true.
You don't serve the same God we serve again. No.
As Medea would say, you going to hell.
He better be saying what Medea said too. You know God don't like me.
I mean the term they use, God don't like ugly, but he ain't too fond of pretty either. And I mean he was just outright wrong.
Yeah,
but, you know, I hate to say this too. This man eventually, like they said, he's got to watch his back forever. But eventually, I think that he's going to get murdered. I honestly believe that. Somebody's going to get him, and they're going to do life.
You know what's going to happen is he's going to have to stay. He's going to have
they
to.
They are.
Listen, it's the same people that funded him throughout the trial is going to be the same people who's going to have to pay to protect him. You understand
well,
what I'm saying?
The homie, the homie, they said it was some letter or whatever. The homie wrote saying that, you know, now George Zimmerman is going to, you know, see what it's like to be a black man.
Right.
You know what I mean? He ain't going to be able to go nowhere.
Watch his back.
You know what I mean?
He's going to go out in a rocket hoodie, too.
Did you hear what his lawyer
said?
Did you hear what his lawyer said?
Yeah,
West.
Oh, Mark
O'Mara? No, West. When he
West.
Said if Zimmerman was a black man, he wouldn't have been tried. Are you serious? He would have been tried, hung, and
fried, laid to the side.
Are you
right then and there.
Please.
He wouldn't even been able to leave the spot.
And then you have this stupid attorney general, who, by the way, is the one that put Alexander away for 20 years, by the way, saying,
wow.
Oh, I don't think it was racially. How contradictory a statement is this? Oh, I don't think that it was racially motivated, but I do think he was profiled. Hello?
What's the difference?
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Whether it was race or whether you call him a thug? What's
the
difference?
That I don't get. This is the ignorance I don't get.
See, and
I don't
that's
get this ignorance.
That's what you call a nigger. You understand what I'm saying now? If they had read that definition of what a nigga really is, they wouldn't have been using that term so loosely. You understand what I'm saying? Because now they're displaying who the real niggas were, or are, I should say. You understand what I'm saying? A nigga is an ignorant person. And the only way we can call you ignorance is by your display and what you display and what you say, how you act. And this is what you're acting on.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. We got to... I'm just so frustrated with this whole thing, you know. And I heard the sister was speaking about those sports figures who mentioned, you know, how they felt. And, you know, listen, that's how you feel. I mean, am I going to be penalized for saying what I felt? Or how
yeah.
I feel? You know,
yeah, that's what
that.
I'm saying.
Like, so you shouldn't have to keep quiet as a sports figure. That's how you feel.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to threaten me because of how I feel?
To me, that's violating your civil rights.
Yeah, exactly.
So let them fire you. You sue them. You file a civil suit. Because you have the right to say what you want to say.
And another thing, when it comes to civil rights, the first thing they think is black. Being a civil is about being a human being, period. You understand what I'm saying? It's not.
Right.
It's about being a human first, and then it goes to your race. You understand what I'm saying? It just it so happens that you targeted black people, which, you know, civil rights actually play to on our behalf.
Hmm.
So it's so much stuff that they missed, that they're still missing, and that they don't want to get, and they're not going to get it because they feel they're still in power. They're so angry that we have a black man running this country, number one. They're just so angry and bitter to where they feel they can get back at us. They are.
Yeah,
and they're trying to protect every bit of their essence. And a lot goes back to that stand your ground laws. That's what they're trying to protect.
They're talking about that now on CNN. That's what the topic is on CNN right now, is about stand your ground or whatever. They'll be running it all night, so I'll catch it later. But it's again, when it comes to standing your ground, what ground are you talking about? Is it your property? Is it your home? Is it your area? Is it somebody just coming at you unjustly? What is stand your ground? This is what I need to understand.
Somebody need to explain that to me, because I thought standing your ground too was, you know, speaking how you feel.
Right. That's,
you know what I'm saying? Somebody need to explain that to me.
What
happened to stand your ground? You know what I mean? So I need a clarification on that myself.
The law was created here in Florida, meaning where you live. That was what the law was originally created for.
They have that in Texas and Alabama also.
They have it in a number of states.
14 states adopted this stand your ground law. Michigan, I think it was one of the later states where I live at, is one of the laws that they adopted. In definition, what this law means is that you are allowed to defend yourself with deadly force if you feel, understand what I said, feel, that you are threatened.
So and then for them to say that, and then they're going to say we don't want emotion to play a part. What do you? That's a total contradiction right there.
Exactly.
That's a total contradiction. Where he had his feeling was that this kid was doing something, so I'm going to stand my ground. That just made absolutely no sense.
Trayvon was standing his ground.
He was protecting himself. From being followed by this unknown cracker ass cracker.
And he could have if he was gonna shoot, he had to shoot him in the chest. He could have shot him in the arm or the leg.
On the leg.
Exactly.
Even if he would have shot a warning sign, he would have backed up.
Let me say something real quick. First of all, he should have shot nothing, because he had the option to do two things. One was listen to that order, do not pursue. That was option number one. Option number two was take your silly ass home.
That's right.
You let the police do it. You have no authority to go stop, ask, or shoot anybody. This man made 46 attempts.
He could have said, I am the head of the neighborhood watch, and I have a gun, which I don't even think that he was nominated the head of the neighborhood watch. I think he just...
That was something he just put out there.
But see, we can't say that because he probably did say that when he approached them. Even still, you have no right to assume and pursue because you thought he was doing something wrong other than walking home.
Right.
He should have left.
You're not in that position to make that call or that judgment.
Yes, you totally failed. And especially, too, he had no calls. Nobody called him to say, all right, well, there's something going on in the neighborhood or we're looking for a suspect. It's not like anybody was even being pursued. You understand what I'm saying?
There's some noise going on in the background. I don't know if someone has their window open.
Probably my fan.
Oh, okay.
It's hot on the Diva show, man, on a Wednesday. You know what I mean? It's really hot on the Diva show, yo.
Yeah, we got to have the fans on high, man.
Yes, indeed.
The bottom line is Zimmerman was a citizen. He's not a cop. And the question was asked, where do we go from here? Listen, we need to produce more Obamas and Michelle. That's where we go from here.
Absolutely.
That's the only way that we're going to fight this system.
And see, that goes... Let me tell you how the internet works. And this is like a little off subject a little bit, but I was watching a video on Facebook earlier how this black mother was beating up her daughter. You understand
what I'm saying?
And when stuff like that hits viral, when stuff like that happens, they use that stuff against us. You understand what I'm saying? And it made us look so bad as a black woman. That was so cheesy, and it makes us look so bad. Till I literally really want to wring this lady's neck. Like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? So we have to do better. We have to, again, do better. Think higher of ourselves when it comes to stuff like that. You can't... It's hard to hit a moving target, number one. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you're standing around idle doing stupid things, again, they use that stuff against us. We can't give them no ammunition. None.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that all goes back to our self-image. And a lot of that, it comes from music, our peers in music.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our youth emulate that music. See, it was cool when Stevie Wonder said, I'm going to boycott Florida. But why can't Jay-Z say that? Why can't Kanye West say that? Why can't Young Jeezy say that?
Right. That's true. We have, because they're the money makers right now. Those are who a lot of the young people are following. I understand what you're saying right now.
Yeah.
When it comes to that.
Yeah. But you got to think about this. Even if Jay-Z say that, or Kanye says that. You got to think they don't want that in their states anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe if you look on the flip side of that, maybe if they do, when they show that they're conscious of it, maybe they could speak out on behalf of Trayvon and get that audience because they can influence the young. They can influence it.
That's what they need.
As an educator, I teach 8th grade math, and it's sad to say that my students, none of them watch the Trayvon Martin case. They don't even know who Rodney King is.
Mm.
Wow.
You know, and Rodney King wasn't that long ago. I mean,
no, it was.
Well, again, it's bad because, number one, in a lot of history books and stuff like that, the true story was never even given. You understand what I'm saying? So you really can't condemn them for a lot of things that they don't know because they weren't taught.
They don't
understand what I'm saying.
But why is that, though? Why weren't they taught?
Why weren't they taught? Because it wasn't that long ago. What do you mean about Rodney King? I'm just talking about the history in general.
Right.
Black history in general. How a lot of things that were taking place and were out there, we weren't taught. It wasn't in the schools. Again, the history books don't tell that part of our black history where we were being lynched and all that. When you're in history in school, you're learning about George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, and they got
but
they
I get,
got America.
I get that. But I'm saying, though, we do learn about the lynchings and what happens to you from the parents. It comes from inside the home, right?
Home. That's what I was leading to.
Us as a parent has
to have your own education going on at
mm-hmm,
home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
To teach our children. When it comes to the Bible, we have to teach them. When it comes to the history, we have to teach them. That's why I do sit and talk to my kids about the stories I heard from my my great grandmother about her being drugged off, about my uncle being shot by a Ku Klux Klan member while he's sitting in a hotel room. You understand
what I'm saying? Right.
We have to tell them that simply because they are not in those books. You're not going to learn that. And I don't even expect it to come from school. You understand what I'm saying? I have to tell them that. So, and that was, I was leading up to that point where we have to teach our children. It starts at home and then it spreads abroad. So, and not to say, because my son has, most of his friends are white. Because of the neighborhood we live in, that's all that's around here. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want you to let your guard down simply because you're friends with them. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
We're not going to let your guard down. You're going to stand your ground as a black man, before anything else.
Because when the rubber meets the road, they going to give you up.
Listen.
Trying to tell you right now.
Throw you right under the bus.
You better trust them as far as you could throw them.
Throw you under that bus in a minute.
Man.
I'm trying to tell you now. So, again, we just can't give them no ammunition. Or we just got to prepare ourselves to have that shield against them.
I got a twist for you. The brother, you know, earlier you said, bro, that there was no tears on that jury for Trayvon Martin? Let me tell you. You see how this country works. Is this? Remember, women were made minorities just for this purpose. So according to them, he actually had peers, which is minorities, on that jury. Think about it.
What you're saying, as them being women, but they were white Southern women. White Southern
exactly,
belles.
But,
there's a difference.
There's
white women, and then there's Paula Deans. So there's a difference. Them Southern belles are a piece of work.
Yeah, we understand that. But what I'm saying is, all women are categorized as minorities. Is what I'm showing you. And that's the trick.
Well, that's called
trick.
We call that propaganda. See, that's propaganda.
Yeah, that's the
BS.
Trick.
That's what that is. There still
and,
wasn't
and
one
let me tell
black
you about
man
Florida.
Or man of color on that jury that would identify the experience that this kid had.
Right.
And they made sure that they didn't put it up there. You see how normally a jury is a pair of 12 people, it was only 6, and it was and all 6 of them were white women. They wanted that weak mind. They wanted somebody who they can dig into their brain and get them on their side. They knew what they were doing when they picked them.
Well, you include the judge. She's 7. The judge is also female Caucasian, but that's 7.
Oh, yeah, you're right, 7. That's forgot about
right.
that. But let me tell you about Florida. My mom, she worked for this company here in New York. They had a unit down there in Florida. So now she went down to Florida to run their unit down there. She was a senior manager. She went down there to run. Let me tell you something. She had to fire 2 women down there because, number one, when she went down there, she was black. Number 2, she was a woman. Number 3, she was from New York. That was 3 strikes against her. One woman called her a nigga and said, "Who do you think you are?" My mother said, "Listen, I'm going to be nice and just fire you. Get your stuff and get out." You understand what I'm saying? So another woman, well, she didn't fire her. She walked out because they couldn't stand the fact of this black woman from New York down here giving them orders.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And my mother wasn't that type to throw her weight around. She just was about order. We're going to run this unit like it's supposed to be ran. You're not the boss here. They couldn't stand it. She said, "I'm going to do you a favor and just fire you. So get your stuff and get out."
Mm-hmm.
But that just goes to show you how the area is. You understand what I'm saying? How they got their gates all built up. They got their with their barbed wire around it, and they don't want nobody in there. They're going to block it all out. They don't want it.
These are the same people who still address it today that there is no such thing as racism anymore.
I always told my friends.
Because they're living in a bubble, that's why.
They're living in a bubble. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking
about.
They're
living in a bubble.
1 second. Just because Obama became president didn't mean racism stopped.
It turned it up a notch. They got worse. That's what the law does.
Just because they're not going out here in their white sheets and signs as much as they used to doesn't mean that racism.
They got all blue suits and red ties.
Yeah, they traded off the ties.
You're right, the mayor. It's right there in front of our eyes every day. Every single day.
And it kills me when I see, because see, I had some of my white friends I was about to go to war with
yes,
these,
he was.
making these comments about, you know, well, we're white too, and we have races. I don't know if I can cuss on your radio station, but bullshit. There never been a day in your life
we give you that one
police
for
officer
no
ever stopped you because they thought you were smoking weed. I have, and it was a cigarette, and I went to jail. You never had that day. You had never been. There's never been a day when they single you out because you look suspicious.
Suspicious, right? Well, see, you listen. You know what they're trying to use against us now too. You remember a couple weeks ago when this black man broke into that white lady house and was punching her.
Right.
Every bunch has one bad apple in the bunch. You understand what I'm saying? So they try to use that. As their defense now. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, look at how they act. Look at what they'll do. That's just one out of how many? And matter of fact, how many have you lynched and killed and everything before we even got to this doggone point?
They do that all the time when somebody of color does something significant. See, then it kind of focuses on the whole community. See, let me take it back to who was the dude's name that did the Oklahoma bombing?
Timothy McVeigh.
He was self-proclaimed Christian, white man. But you know what them people told the media? Well, there's no way in the world a Christian would ever do that. So he has to be something else. So they immediately detached that white man from their community, so they wouldn't have this look about their own.
That's exactly about theirs.
And you see how they hurried up and got rid of him?
Yep. Yeah.
They hurried up and got him out of here, didn't they? And so when the talk of terrorism and things of that nature comes up, his name is never mentioned. I wonder why.
Right. Yeah, and that was one of their own.
You know what I'm saying?
It's one of their own.
So like the brother was saying, it happens blatantly. There's no kind of like, there's no, you know, fake mustache put on it or nothing. It happens right in front of your face. You eat that like y'all been eating it for the last 400 years or whatever. And protests get mad. And maybe you might get a Reginald Denny out of it. Okay? Uh-huh. You might catch one of the white people out there, smash him in the head with a brick, and then he could be the martyr. But see how these people acted, da 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 da. No, you created that situation.
Yep.
So what do we do?
And that's even like the kid that shot those kids over in Connecticut. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No disrespect to those kids, and may they rest in peace, but that was their chickens coming home to roost. You understand what I'm saying? You was training him. You trained your son to shoot these guns and stuff and to protect them against what? Don't be no fool about this. You understand what I'm saying? And it backfired on her. It backfired on his mother.
Well, like I said, it's just too much. I'm looking at someone posted something about a 17-year-old who blew the lid off racial profiling with his iPod. Y'all hear anything about that?
No, what's this one?
This 17-year-old kid blew the lid off racial profiling with his iPod.
Wow. No.
And I'm trying to get to it, but I can't. And I don't know what's going on with it.
It won't come up?
No. Oh, it's a video. It's posted up in the forum.
Oh,
okay. stop and be frisked for being effing mutt.
Well, they had a video. They also had a video on TV yesterday where this black man was standing in the parking lot drinking an Arizona iced tea. And the police, he was just standing there drinking it or whatever. He just had left out of the store, opened it, stood there drinking. The police walks up to him and say, "What are you drinking?" Right? So he showed him because he thought it was an alcoholic beverage. So he's like, "I'm not drinking alcohol. This is an Arizona iced tea. Here, this is the can." The cop tried to snatch the Arizona out of his hand like he was lying or something. He ended up arresting this black guy. They got it all on video, too. He arresting the black guy, talking about he was trespassing and all kinds of stuff. You understand what I'm saying?
I heard something about that.
It was crazy because the guy did absolutely nothing wrong. That's like that man in Florida, again, that shot that kid over the music playing.
Mm-hmm.
His car.
Well, we have another caller, y'all. Kia, are you there? Kia? Hi, Barb.
What's
happening?
Hi, Kia.
What's going
on? Welcome.
Hey.
What's up?
That's what she was waiting for.
Oh, the clap. That made you crazy.
Have you heard the show this far, Kia?
No, I just heard a piece about the man, and I heard this piece of Chris's something. That's it.
Yeah, we're talking about the Zimmerman trial tonight. Yeah, great topic, great conversation.
Yes, and about the racial injustice of America. That's what we're basically talking about. The trial was just the log. It was the log and the flame. You know what I'm saying? So it's just sad, and you know we're just taking everybody's opinion on the name.
Hey, Kia, the topic is they had seven women on the. Hey, Kia, the topic is they had seven women that decided this kid's fate. What do you think about that?
Thank you, Dave.
I don't have nothing wrong with the woman being on the what's name, but it's the fairness of how it was presented, the case or whatever. I really, you know, my thing is, this is my thing, it's like, where do we go from here? I'm not big on a lot of talk, because everybody just seemed to be talking. My thing is, what has everybody been doing before this even happened? Do anybody do a lot of community service? Do anybody do a lot of volunteering? So I'm just sitting here like, a lot of these people that sit here and talking and conversating, whatever, I said they probably ain't sick of, nothing ain't probably volunteered, did. Nothing ain't probably did not squat.
They ain't paid a sign.
They ain't doing nothing. And they out here like the podcast and raise a pizza. I'm just listening to people talking like, what in the world this person ever do? I be wondering what they do. I really do. I don't even speak for myself, but
that is a very different perspective and way to look at it. Like for real, the people, you know, you hear a lot of people voicing opinions and stuff. But what was you doing before that? That's right. I feel you.
Yeah, you're right.
I feel you.
Exactly.
What have you done?
I'm hearing everybody talk. They haven't done nothing.
Not part of the solution.
No,
go to rest.
Stop it. Right?
Yeah, don't be a part of the problem. That's right.
Exactly. They know voice is the most powerful weapon.
I would really, really, really like to see that, you know, be put into action.
And
really serious, just kind of like, again, like we were saying earlier, we live within, but without. You know what I mean? Because there's enough black, you know, owned businesses that we can support, and we need to really, really, really let our, you know, revenue stream really, really speak for us. And once we start tapping them in their pocket.
Absolutely,
exactly.
Mayor.
Yeah.
That's where you hurt them at the most, because that's what they value the most. They value their money, their possessions and stuff the most.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So they had a listing on Facebook yesterday of you know, the company that's been supporting the trial, Zimmerman trial. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Have been financially supporting the trial. They sell Bounty, Dixie, Angel Soft toilet paper.
No, not the Angel Soft toilet paper.
Yeah.
No.
This is stuff that we need on a daily basis that we use.
That
Bounty paper towel and you know what I'm saying, little Dixie cups and all that. So now we gotta use Solo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now we gotta go. Yeah, now we gotta touch this.
Well,
we gotta rinse out the joints you get from the coffee shop.
But again, this is where we need to come into
the great jelly jars.
Yeah, exactly. Mayonnaise jars and stuff. Stop playing.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop playing. You know, again, this is like you were saying, this is where we need to start developing at. We,
right?
We need
I'm
some African-American-owned things so we can support our own. We can generate our own money like they do, circulate their stuff in their circle. You know what I'm saying? Like people wearing like True Religion jeans, and you got people out here beefing over stupid stuff like that. Y'all dumb. You spent your money that you making that man rich. You understand what I'm saying? You spent $400 on a pair of jeans, then you get mad because somebody spilled something on it.
Yeah, and see that's where the brother was saying earlier about the message. You know, once you know we try to impart that message on to the younger generation, you know they're not really going to be really wanting to hear that. Like you said, they're living for the now.
The now.
They're interested in the now. Like they don't have the bigger picture view. You know what I mean? Like we have. You know what I mean? And the only thing they'll say to that, their defense will be like, well, did you have the bigger picture view when you was my age? It'll be like, yup, sure did.
Yep.
Sure did.
They had today, well, the day that pink, the day before came, I was tagged into this guy was like, to the family. Family, you might as well turn that clock back 50 years. And I'm like, wow. And I was thinking about that when he was saying that, turn that clock back.
With Charles Barkley, right?
Huh?
You said Charles Barkley?
No, I said somebody in my family tagged into something when the verdict came. I was like, you might as well just turn that clock back 50 years.
Because Charles Barkley said the same thing. He said, when you set your alarm, set it for about 60 years back.
60 years.
But Charles Barkley, please, I'm not really feeling that from him because he's already trying to ingrain himself with them anyway. So I'm not messing with him. Messing with him. You know what I mean?
That's all
you just saying it to get your name in print.
And my thing is, today we was, I got this on my page where I was tagged in. Our president and president, some of the heads of the organization, they were meeting with President Obama today about the situation because there's a lot of stuff that's going on that people are trying to grasp. But my thing is, you got to have committed people. You can't sit here and say what you're going to do. You're not going to do nothing.
You got to show and prove.
You got to hear so many people talking. Oh, we got to hear people talking. I'm like, this person probably ain't gonna pick up. Ain't probably told nothing. Ain't probably volunteered. Ain't probably did nothing. But yet, many still want to get to be seen. I don't like people want to be seen. You got to be working. It's all about the work. You got to be seen.
That's what I'm saying.
So who do we put in charge? To kind of like be our voice of representation because we all can't talk at one time.
Exactly.
We have to have somebody that like the brother said earlier, like we could definitely put our full we could be stand behind firmly and really believe in and let him lead the charge and get us all on one page.
Yeah.
That way we won't be all over the place with our message.
Exactly. That's my thing. Was like, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, what happens next? Because trust me, I'm sure in about in a couple of years it'll be another one with another jury of six white people doing some nonsense.
Oh, that's going. That's not even a year. That's going. That's still going on today. There's three young black kids that were murdered because stand your ground law in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Three. It's going on now.
Wow. So the fact is, the truth is, nothing is going to happen unless blood is shed. And that's the fact. Nothing happened in this country or in the world until blood was shed. And that's the fact. So protesting and boycotting all that stuff, that's good. But at the end of the day, nothing is going to happen until blood is shed. Point blank.
I mean, when you strip away all the layers from the onion, yo, that's all you. That's what you got left. Bong.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
From the Civil War to the World War to you name it, blood had to have been shed for anything to happen. Point blank.
Yeah. That's crazy. It is. It's crazy and because, again, until we stick together like glue, this is going to continue to happen. And that's just the bottom line.
Black on black crime
because, again, they're capitalizing off of it.
You know, everybody want to say that we're going to stick together now, but you're reading the paper about somebody else killing somebody, another black killing another black.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. You're saying all this stuff now because of what's going on, but at the end of the day, you're not going to stick together.
But you know
you're
what?
You're going to have
let me say something. I just think that, you know, speaking on a, you know, a positive, you know, viewpoint, you have to begin with your circle. You know what I mean? If you could get your circle on that same plane of thought that you want, okay, bong, and then they can kind of like spread it out to their circle. You know what I mean? And it begins to grow and it begins to fester. But you can't worry about what somebody else is not going to do. As long as you're doing what you're going to do.
That's right.
You can't worry about that next person.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody could relate that message to them to finally get it across. But as far as you're concerned, as long as you take care of your circle and they branch it out and they get that same message out there that you're trying to put out there, then everything will be all right. It's just going to be a process. Don't get it twisted. It's not going to happen tomorrow.
Right. It's not going to happen overnight.
My thing is, I don't like my thing that was said. Don't be a hindrance. If you don't have anything input or value, then don't say nothing at all. Don't hinder nobody else's progress. If because you're lazy and you don't want to do then don't. Then
right.
You know what? You're going to stay back and sit down somewhere.
That's a hater.
You go back to the office and fold the papers and stuff and get them. Let everybody else out there that want to work. If you got people too busy hindering other people, well, I don't think this guy. How do you. Go back to the office. Go back to the office. You don't need to be out in front of them. You don't need to be out here. Those people that you don't want around you.
And those are the people that, like you said, like you were saying, like, how can you feel like this doesn't apply to you or this doesn't affect you in some
exactly.
kind of way?
Oh,
if you blind to it, yo, then again, like
absolutely,
you said, I don't need to be
man.
Around you.
Exactly, exactly.
Absolutely. And see, that's
exactly.
what they want us to feel about slavery. Oh, it didn't happen to you. It happened so many years ago. Happened so many years ago. It just happened last year. What are you saying? This is a fresh trial. That was straight up slavery move right there.
Well, that's that mentality that they're trying to keep selling
to our community. And then we got a six women when the first witness got up there. You know, everybody was talking about, well, he can't, well, he got to see, read, whatever. That's the problem right here. We're lacking in reading. Comprehension. Literacy is the worst. We don't read. How many of our family members' kids have a library called Go to the Library?
Exactly.
How many people are in that reading challenge for the summer program?
That's right.
But everybody in my family member I have.
Well, that's called taking initiative. You understand what I'm saying? Like the mayor said, you can't really worry about what the next man is going to do, but as long as I do what I'm supposed to
right.
do or do what I have to do, then I got to keep my slate clean.
Right.
You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, again, that's again giving them ammunition. You can't give them no ammunition. You're not going to come at me because I didn't have a 1500 SAT score and speak to me like I'm
exactly.
stupid.
Exactly.
That's a test that you designed.
Exactly.
So I don't buy that
right.
whole line of sinker.
Right. Right. Let me get you out here. Let me get you out here and shoot some CeeLo. You know what I mean? And break it down to me the difference between, you know, catching an 804 or, you know what I mean, the 410. You know what I mean? Explain that to me. You know what I mean? So it breaks down to all angles. How you going to relate to me?
Right,
if you can,
right.
If you can carry yourself in certain situations, that shows your background and your
exactly.
point of influence.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
They got Rachel just up on the stand. He was kicking it to her like they was in old school English somewhere. She was
exactly.
kicking it to her like she was right on the block. So there you go. You have a communication disconnect right there from the door.
Exactly.
It's
a big aspect. I mean, I'm big on reading. I'm big on literacy, y'all. I'm big on reading. I'm sorry, this is one of the biggest things that I do. You look at my page, I read a lot too. I'm just big on reading. I'm big on literacy. It's just one of my greatest passions. Well, you know what, I thank God.
Ooh. Reverend Wright? Well, I thank God that I was born with a lot of common sense. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because common sense will take you a little further than book knowledge. You understand
anything,
what I'm saying?
Of course.
So, unfortunately, not everybody was born with it, or whoever was, everybody was born with it, not everybody knows how to exercise. You understand what I'm saying? So, some things don't take rocket science. You know what I mean? So, again, this is learning how to put your best foot forward. I'm going to do what I need to do. I got to teach mine.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? Hear you. And
I can't blame nobody else for my kid being a failure.
As far as that's concerned, it's like, you know, with me, you're gonna learn what you're interested in, and I really don't, you know, the people that say that, you know, they don't take the time to, you know, do certain things or whatever, learn about yourself. The only thing I say to
mm-hmm.
you, as far as, you know, maybe literacy or comprehension, I say this:
mm-hmm.
you know the difference between a 5 and a 10.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So exactly. It's not, yes. Come on now. I'm not got time to be trying to beat around the bush and tiptoe to the tulips. It's live and direct
mm-hmm.
over here.
Uh-huh.
You know the difference
uh-huh.
between a 10. I can't give you a $10 bill and tell you it's a 20.
That's right.
You can read
exactly.
that joint, can't you?
That's
come
right.
on, son.
Yeah.
Come on.
Exactly.
Even a blind know that one.
That's right. You didn't have to learn four languages to know that.
That's all it is.
I'm saying.
No, that's
the
truth.
I can't pass that off to you. That's just because you can't read the sign and say toilet don't mean you don't know how to use
right.
one.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? People learn differently. Some people learn
yeah.
hands-on.
They knew where the toilet was, but they didn't use the toilet, but some of them taught themselves how to read, or they had common sense with something.
Yeah, like Angie was saying, they used
that
light bulb. They used the common sense, you know?
Yep, I'm going to use what I know. Yep, and that's where they tried to play Rachel Gentile down.
Sorry.
They tried to play her down on that aspect.
Yeah, they did.
They didn't want to hear what she had to say anyway. They didn't want to hear that.
Because of the way she was saying it.
They
couldn't hear what she was saying because of how she was expressing it.
Yeah.
Like she told him on the interview, it was whoop ass. And she tried to break down how we speak in the hood.
She was asking, she asked my man, she was like, yo, you don't watch, she said, you don't watch the first 48? I was like, okay, you go, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I really dug her interview, though. I really did.
Hey,
again, she spoke what she knew. You understand what I'm
right.
saying?
That's all she could do.
She spoke what she knew. She don't get up. She didn't get up there and pretend like she was this brainiac, which would have made
exactly.
her sound 10 times more stupid than they thought she did already. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, she's trying to use this big word. She's using it in the wrong context, and she don't even know how to pronounce the word properly.
And not only that, they probably tried to make her use it.
They was already judging her. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
She spoke what she knew.
But my thing is, why did they take her through all of that? Because she was on the phone with him at the time?
She was the only one that could connect the dots, in a manner of speaking. She was the last one to speak to him.
The last person to speak to him before his death, before he was murdered.
She was the one that spoke to him. My thing was, I'm sorry, our own people was judging her.
That's what made me so angry.
I'm like, are you kidding me? All this stuff about her. I'm like, there is not. Sometimes you got to be careful how you joke about situations and you put stuff out there and to denounce her. I'm like, are you kidding me? I just spoke so much trash about her. It was ridiculous. It was crazy.
Because even the comedian some more. Made a statement which it made me angry. You understand what Oprah's gonna mentor that druggie, what's her name? Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
Nah, Oprah, go pick Gentella.
Go,
you understand what I'm saying?
Right,
you got four right here with your own people.
Drop that hoe, she needs
a higher powers. How many rehabs and all of that stuff she done been through? Oprah, you have too much money right now to sell yourself short for ratings. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You possess too much. What you do, go put it back into your peoples. Like, you know what? Let me pick this one up.
Let me tell you something. Let me think one thing about
Oprah.
She gets a lot of
scholarships.
I'm not taking that away from her.
I'm not taking that from her because she has.
She went over to Africa and did all that stuff. But right now, at the moment, on the now, you see something a little bigger than Lindsay Lohan. You understand what I'm saying? like I said, that thing, she's been all kind of rehab, probation, all kinds of stuff. Come on, she needs a higher power.
When is Rachel Gentile going to be on Oprah show?
I haven't heard yet.
No.
I don't know if she has anything lined up or anything yet. I can't even say if she is. I haven't heard anything.
But I bet you know what time Lindsay Lohan gonna be on Oprah show.
Exactly. I just read that today.
They shoved that down your throat. And not saying nothing bad against Oprah. No disrespect to and all of that. But the fact, like you said, the proof is in the pudding, man. You going way over there to go reach somebody who's...
I don't disrespect Oprah.
I'm not disrespecting her, but it is what it is.
I would.
She reaching way over there to go help that.
I'll tell you why I'll disrespect her, because you make all that money, and this is where they go back to the black-on-black violence. According to the Trayvon case, what has she done?
This is my thing.
If you want to stand up for the death of black people, why not be there? Be there when they're down.
Right. This is my thing. What makes you think that you don't know what she has done?
No, she hasn't done anything.
No.
If Oprah's going to take a pee in the back of the car seat, they'll be on the news.
How you know she hasn't done anything? How you know she hasn't done anything?
Well, the thing is, this is where the thing comes in. If you are doing something, you have to let it be known. You can't secretly go and do something and then say what I've done after the fact. Let it be known.
Exactly.
Why it got to be a secret for her to help Rachel Gentile? Why it got to be a secret?
Why you gave Lindsay Lohan $2 million?
No, I got your point. I got you.
We've come to the point in our show where time is of the essence, and we need to just go around, and if anyone has anything that they want to say before we close the comments or whatever, before we end the show...
Yeah, we're going to get final thoughts now. We're going to start with the mayor. Mayor, you were the first call tonight, and we would like for you to give your closing statement on tonight.
Okay. Enough respect to GQ Palace, first of all. You know what I mean? Enough respect to the Diva Squad. They in the building all day. Very, very enlightening. You know what I mean? Very, very, very enlightening. A lot of ideas and a lot of conversations were put out there in the air, man. Again, everybody has their own views, but at the end of the day, man, the bottom line is, are we going to do it together? Because, you know, doing it separately is not working. And again, man, just, you know, to the supporters, the family, Trayvon Martin, and everybody else that's going through a situation, man, you know, stand your ground means a different thing than somebody else, man, but stand your ground in your opinion. Stand your ground in how you feel. Don't let nobody sway your thought. Come from the heart and mean what you say. And this is the mayor, y'all. And I holler, man. Thanks for having me on.
Okay.
Thanks,
mayor.
Dave?
Yeah, and my final thought is this. The reason that we are having this conversation and the reason that these things are happening is because we are not consistent in our views. We're not consistent in our actions.
Yep.
We're not consistent in our way of living.
Mm.
And... the thing is, we have gone away from scriptures, and we have gone the way of the world. And there's a way that seems right to man, but in the end, it's folly. And once you do away with the scriptures and the word, this is what's going to continue to happen. Because
that's right.
The biggest trick the devil ever pulled was to make people think he didn't exist. And this is what's happening today. And this is why all these things are happening, because... they are being totally led astray, bamboozled, and everything else that you can name, quoted by Malcolm X. I appreciate GQ Pilots. I appreciate the Dons and the Divas. I love you all. But I'll tell you what, I live in Florida, and I experience it every day. That's why I carry not only one, but I carry two peaches on me, because I'm going to stand my ground every time I leave the house.
So all right, now.
Heard our body. Right. That.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much for calling. Brian, are you there? Brian, are you still on the line?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm good.
Okay, would you like to have, do you have a final thought?
Well, this Trayvon case, it shouldn't have been the only call to get our attention.
Mm-hmm.
It should never be this. We should be on this every time. We have to understand that in order for us to feel equality, we got to see through injustice and know that that system does not favor us. And that's when we can come together.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yep. Hey, Auntie, I love y'all.
I love you too, baby.
I'm going to catch y'all again.
Thank you for calling, Brian. Darren, are you still there? Darren? Okay, Darren just hung up. Kia?
Yes.
Would you like to have a final thought?
No, I mean, it was a great topic. It's my thing is, I don't like to hear a lot of people talk about what we need to do instead of just do what we need to do. You know, it's always me lip service going on. I don't like a lot of lip service. We need to do what we need to do to get acclimated, to figure out what we need to do in this whole situation. Stop giving all these lip services about what we should. No, let's just come together and try to figure out a solution.
Okay. Okay. Again, we like to thank all our callers. Before I go to my did I miss anybody before I go to my Diva Squad?
No, I think that everybody.
Okay, and we also would like to thank Silver Fox for calling in tonight too. He had prior, so he had to run. But thanks again for calling in with your comments and your opinions. And Diva Rachel, do you have a final thought?
Oh, of course. First and foremost, I would like to thank the Lord, for without him, we would definitely not have a show. I want to thank our CEO, Rich, and our exec, Lavina, for having us as the host of this wonderful show. I want to thank my fellow sister, host, T and Angie. Love y'all. My Diva Squad sister.
Love you too.
I want to thank all the callers, Dave, the Mayor, Brian, Silver Fox, Darren, and Kia. I want to thank all the listeners. Thanks for listening in. I heard we had a lot of listeners tonight. Next time, press that one. My final thought on this. I just think it's a shame when a black boy can get killed and be on trial for his own murder. No justice. No justice. My prayers definitely go up to Trayvon's family. I pray that there is finally justice on this case. I'm going to turn it over to my sister host, Miss T.
Yeah. I just want to say, to the Martin family as well, my prayers are with you guys. You know, hey, I can't imagine what they're feeling or what they're going through. And as the mayor and everybody else said, we together have to stick together as a whole and make this work.
Yes.
You know.
Okay. And with that said,
everybody for calling and the listeners and most of all, God.
Yes. And I also would like to thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for keeping us covered again, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But again, we had to, as a black people, become a shield to protect ourselves, protect our own. We got to put on that whole armor of God and know that we need each other. We have to get it in our hearts that we need each other. We need each other. You understand? We got to start looking out for each other. Stop segregating ourselves is what's happening. We got to stop segregating ourselves. And black people, stand up.
Exactly.
And on that note, I'm throwing up the deuces.